Assemblymember Jim Seletsky of Green Bay and State Senator Spencer Coggs of Milwaukee are drafting the bill. It required the Department of Public Instruction to investigate complaints about race-based team names or mascots in school districts. If a district doesn't quit within a year of the violation, it could be fined up to $1,000 a day. Seletsky says team names like Redmen, Braves, and Chieftains are offensive and outdated.
God, it's 2009. It's time to make this change. There have been so many studies about how race-based logos and mascots denigrate the community, Native American community, any race community. And, you know, I think we've been working at this for about 20 years now.
Currently, there are nearly 40 Wisconsin schools with race-based names for their sports teams. Gerald Eichmann is district administrator for Auburndale, where the local team's known as the Apaches. He says dropping a school's mascot is never easy, as it breaks tradition.
But by the same token, the school district is not in a position to be paying heavy-duty fines or lose state aids or anything as a result of a school logo, too. So I think they would be highly motivated to look at something else.
Eichmann says that something else would be a community decision should the anti-mascot bill become law. Part of that discussion may be how much to read into team names. Many schools have fairly universal terms like Warriors or Raiders and have shed Native American imagery from years past. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.